Bonobos. Bonobos. Good, but different. Maddie, Meg and Crevo. To wake you up.
I mean, copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
I still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Short week.
Hey,
hey guys, how you doing?
Feeling fantastic.
So tired.
You are.
So tired.
What happened?
I had, you know, stress dreams and nightmare dreams. I had one last night where my bird was sick and it passed away in my hands. Oh. So I had to go sit out on the lounge for like 2 hours to make sure it was okay.
Oh, Meg.
That's too much.
I was so heartbroken.
Well, this is what I would have done if I had a pet sick pet dream. I would have gone out, it's still fine, and then gone back to bed.
I was so paranoid, though. It wouldn't be fine, though, so I stayed out there for 2 hours.
It's just a dream.
I know, but I couldn't help it.
My mum, actually, dream-related story, called me on the weekend, and she was like, I had a really interesting dream last night. I go, okay, what is it?
Here we go.
She goes, oh, that you got back with your ex. And I was like, absolutely not. That's not happening. She goes, maybe you should call him. I'm like, no. No.
Sometimes people take so much, significance to their dreams. Oh, it's just a dream.
I couldn't help it.
Means nothing.
Couldn't help it.
It's things that are cooked up by your imagination. Anyway.
God, you're a cynic, aren't you?
Yeah, of course I am.
Yeah, come on.
You've known me for years now. You shouldn't be surprised by this. Hey, lads versus lasses is up next. Lasses on 6 points.
You're a very rude man.
What are you talking about?
There's other people on this show that we need to say good morning to. Jess, hello.
There was a natural pause in things. I didn't know what was happening.
That's when you throw to Jess.
Oh, do you want me to throw to Jess? Am I running? Yeah. Hey, Jess, how are you?
I agree. I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. What did you do on the weekend?
Absolutely nothing.
Brilliant.
Good chat.
Good chat.
Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Maddie. Hello, Meg. Hello, Jess.
Good morning, Jackson.
Hi, Crevo.
Oh, hello.
Shade thrown.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. And what did you get up to on the weekend?
I had a lot of fun times on the old alcohol. That was a good one.
Yeah.
And now I'm here. So that's a vibe, but it's a short week, so I'm feeling good.
I did have a mug in your honour, actually, Jackson.
I seen that.
Yeah.
Well, spicy or regular?
No, strawberry.
Strawberry, so it wasn't as good, strawberry, but I mean, mug. I still tip my hat to the margarita drinkers.
Yeah. Excellent.
I feel like any drink Meg has to be the colour
fruit.
I did buy the stuff to make a normal spicy mug, though, but I never got around to it.
And you're like, nah.
Just add a jalapeno to your regular mug.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
Oh, really? That's it.
Spicy mug's the way to go. Yeah, you're a doubter, I think, but you shouldn't be.
Mm. I suffer from indigestion and heartburn, so it's never good.
Is that what it is? Little pre-drink, what do you call it? Pre-drink medicine?
Yes. Lads versus lasses.
Oh, are we doing that now?
The natural pause.
Right. That we were waiting for. All right. Lasses on 6, lads on 4. Now, the prize. What prize are we giving away? Because I know we've got 2 prizes. What one's going for lads versus lasses?
Let's give away $50 fuel cards
now that
for the winner today.
Is a juicy prize. You want to get your mitts on this. 13-10-09. The winner gets that plus the glory of a point. A point on the board.
That's right. We'll do it next.
The Novos.
Lads versus lasses.
Yeah, get your greasy mitts on a $50 fuel card plus a point towards the year-long competition. That is lads versus lasses. Lasses currently on 6. Come on, lads. We've got to get ahead this week. There's only 4 days to do it. Let's meet our first contestant.
Yeah, let's go to Barb from Spears Point. She's an admin assistant who works from home, loves it, and says she never wants to go back to the office and is about to go on a 20-kilometre bike ride. Barb, far too much energy for my liking.
No, not a lot of energy just yet. Just a lot of will.
The coffee has not kicked in for Barb.
So whereabouts do you go riding? Just like around the lake and stuff?
Just on the Fernley track.
Oh, nice one. What a great way to start the day. Very positive. Do you get like your workout gear on, get a little piccolo latte from the cafe mid-trip?
No.
Barb's more about the riding, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, every do you know what? Every cyclist I see, it has like a little siesta mid trip at the cafe. Yeah. You've got all morning to waste.
You've got to show the lycra off somewhere.
That's right. You got to.
So you got to get out there, get back in time to start the office at 8 o'clock. That's yeah. the problem.
Yeah. Well, luckily you're working from home, Barb.
Yeah, that's right. I can stay
right.
in my lycra all day.
That's it. All right, let's get into your questions. Number one, Barb, the Caddy is a work van made by which car brand?
God, I don't know. VW.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, you do know. Don't doubt yourself, Barb.
All right, question number two. What is a spigot? S-P-I-G-O-T, a spigot.
Something you put in the ground?
Nah, it's an outdoor tap. Question number three, which is multiple choice. How many years is the warranty on the Makita battery tool skins? Is it A, 5, B, 2, or C, 1?
Let's go 1.
Incorrect. It's 5 years. One on the board, Barb. Good
Pretty
job.
Good still. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Daryl in Belmont. He's a detailer, loves his sport. BMX family says he has this in the bag. Good morning, Daryl.
Good morning.
You only need two for an instant win, so you definitely could have this in the bag. Let's get into your questions. Question one, the brand Cloud9 are known for making what?
No idea.
Take a stab.
I pass. I have no idea.
Hair tools like straighteners, curlers, and blow dryers, etc. Okay.
You know what came to mind instantly? Like a bong brand.
Really?
Cloud9.
Well, I did test these questions on Josh last night, and he said condoms.
Oh, wow. There
so,
you go.
So, everyone's way off this line.
Yeah, all I could think of is that show where they work at Cloud9, which is like an imaginary big box retailer.
Yep. All right, question two. Which department store would you be able to buy the Mimco brand from?
Minco. Maybe Bunnings?
No, David Jones.
Bunnings is a good guess. Because Bunnings sells everything.
They do, but not Mimco. Maybe they'll strike up a deal with Mimco soon. You need this to stay in it. Question three. Name one of the current female coaches on The Voice Australia.
Oh, I have no idea
because
I don't watch it.
Oh, come on.
You're really just turning over this morning.
You said you had this in the bag, Daryl. What happened?
The questions are too hard.
Prevo did.
Yeah, you wanted the questions I did.
Ladies win. Sorry,
well
Daryl.
Done, Barb.
Rita Ora, Jess Mowboy, yeah.
Yes.
Could add either of those.
$50 fuel card coming Barb's way.
Oh, wow, yay.
Yeah, well done.
Barb doesn't even use petrol. She bikes
exactly.
everywhere.
So that's a pleasantly surprised reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, 1 point, I still won.
Hey, good job, Barb. Enjoy the day. Enjoy your ride this morning.
Yeah.
That means Lass is now on 7 points to the lads on 4, Meg.
You got 3 more days left. You can push forward.
Yeah,
of course you can. Hey, what are we going to do?
Up next, I'm getting a little bit harassed at home because my fiancé and I, we have very different ideas on what makes a good TV show. As you know, I repeat watch Sex and the City on a regular basis. But he's got into some like a bunch of new TV shows and he's really, really going into overdrive to try and get me to watch them. Am I being a little bit petty because I don't want to?
Well, it depends on the show, really.
Yeah, well, we'll get into the shows next, and I can see if you guys would be interested as well. Maybe it's something we could talk about. I don't know.
Okay, details and minutes. Just spend some quality time with your man. You know, sometimes you just need to accept the inevitable, man.
Yeah, when he sits down and watches Sex and the City, talk to me.
Okay. The Novos.
There's nothing I hate more than people giving me unsolicited movie and TV advice. I get it all the time. I feel really bad, but my mother-in-law, who I love dearly, keeps trying to get me to watch a movie called Down Periscope. Have you ever heard of it?
No, but it sounds like a sniper movie.
It's a sailor movie.
Submarine movie.
The only reason is because I like the show Frasier, and it's got the guy from Frasier in it.
Oh yeah.
Now Josh and I have been together for 6 years, and she's been trying to get me to watch it for 6 years.
And it's a no.
And okay, so I'll add it to the list.
And you're never going to watch it,
but
are you?
The thing is, my fiancé, Josh, knows exactly what I'm like. And he, in the last couple of weeks, he's been really trying to push me to watch certain things. So I thought I'd run through a couple and see if you've watched them. And should I actually watch it? Because I can't go off one person's recommendation.
See,
it has to be two or three.
Meg, as I mentioned before, sometimes in a relationship, you need to make sacrifices in order to make your other half happy. So
give and take, I think, is what they call it.
It's a relationship is a two-way street.
If it was something important.
One way only on this at the moment.
If it was something important, yeah, but a TV show where I'm going to sit and invest a bunch of time. No.
All right, well, let's hear them and see if you're being unreasonable.
Okay. I did watch one episode of this, Hawkeye.
Never heard of it.
So it's one of the Marvel characters, and he has his whole show series. I think it's on Netflix. Because I have sat down, and I have gone to a couple of Marvel movies with Josh in the past, and he thinks, oh, because you said he was all right. And I've gone, that doesn't mean an entire series.
All right. Thoughts and feelings, Crevo?
I don't know. That's probably too much, like too into a character.
Yeah,
I agree. And do you know what? All good for a mainstream Marvel movie. Like if you want to watch Avengers
big
together
budget.
Or something, Happy Days.
Mm.
Random TV series about a
spin-off?
Very small known character.
Yeah.
No.
The only reason he thought I'd be into it is because Hayley Steinfeld's in it. Yeah. That's the only other one. The one that he's really pushing for at the moment, and I'm really hesitant, is Wheel of Time. It's on Amazon Prime. Thank you. Now, the thing is, he apparently read the books as a kid, and he's been listening to the audiobooks lately. It's 13...
So does he quite like it, does he?
He loves
Wheel of Time.
13 books. There are 13 books in the series.
Wouldn't he just be listening to that for the rest of the year?
Well, he's finished.
Oh.
He started it last year when he found out they were making this TV series.
Right, so he's gone back and re-listened.
Yeah, he's re-listened to the whole thing. It took him months upon months.
Is it kind of like a low-rent Game of Thrones?
This is how he's described it. And
have you watched Game of Thrones?
No, it's just too much violence in it for me. I don't
well, then you're probably not going to like it.
No.
Because it looks like there's a bit of violence
but
in the old Wheel of Time.
He'll sit at his computer and he'll watch the show. He'll pause it to tell me what happens and then go back to it as if I am invested in any way, shape or form.
That's a no from me as well on that one.
I don't think I'd watch that.
So I'm not being unreasonable here for not wanting to invest this ridiculous amount of time.
Okay, you say ridiculous amount of time. How many episodes of Wheel of Time are there?
I don't know.
Is it like multiple seasons?
Well, they've only just dropped it on Amazon, so I think they've only got one series.
Maybe this is the lesser evil because there's only one season.
That's true.
At least they're only dropping one episode a week at the moment.
I think that's how they do it. I'm not 100%
sure. The commitment level is low.
This is what you should do. This is what you should do. You say, Wheel of Time, I'm willing to consider, but you got to do one for one and watch Sex and the City with me, like episode for episode.
See, we tried this when we first started dating, actually. The rule was if I had to watch a Marvel movie, he had to watch an episode of Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that kind of stopped.
So he's not holding up his end of the bargain?
No, he's not.
Oh, then forget it. Don't watch any of his shows if he's not. Do a standoff.
I meant to be compromising here, aren't I?
Yeah, the compromise should be at least show for show.
Meg, real talk. You know, we're Sex and the City sisters.
Yeah.
Like, I love that show.
Yeah.
But you've got to watch some other things sometimes.
No, I don't
know.
I do.
Well, yeah, I don't think you do.
Sex and the City documentary about the making of them. It doesn't count.
Look, if that comes to HBO Max, I'll be on it. Just put it out there.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Meg and Crevo. To wake you up. Together, New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Hey, we don't usually do stuff like this on this show, but a report came out over the weekend. There was a poll done by YouGov because, you know, apparently they're bored and don't want to cover politicians anymore. A poll on Australia's favourite movie. So they've released a top 10 list. And I don't know why I'm so offended by this, but in the number one position is the movie The Castle.
Oh, rightly so.
And I was kind of like, really? Like, we really hang on to the passed in this country, don't we?
Did they survey on this?
Oh, like a couple of thousand people.
A lot. Okay. That's a good
sample.
That is a good sample. And that just speaks the truth, I think, is what's happened there.
Why do you love the castle so much? I just look at it and I go, yeah, there's a great piece of, like, history. No. It's so old. It hasn't aged well at all.
I think it just encapsulates a certain part of this country, and there's so many iconic characters in it, and it's like the Australian underdog story as well. It's just a great movie.
They should remake it.
Oh, if that it's so wouldn't go good. Down well.
Like, do you know what?
I don't know about that.
And you always, my uncle always pulls this line out, and this is why I think I hate it so much.
This is going straight to the pool.
Like,
It's a great movie. How dare you insult the castle? How absurd.
I'll run through the top 10.
Yes,
so, top 9. 9 was Romper Stomper. 8, Moulin Rouge. 7, Babe. That should have been number 1. Mm. 6, Muriel's Wedding. 5, Happy Feet. 4, Priscilla. 3, Mad Max. And 2, Crocodile Dundee. It's just all like quintessential Australiana.
As if Babe is better than The Castle.
Of course it is.
100% it
is. You guys are fantasizing.
Babe is so good.
It's all right, but it's no The Castle. The Castle is it is the greatest Australian movie ever made.
What are your thoughts, Meg?
See, my favourite Australian movie, sadly, isn't on that list.
What is it?
It's called One Perfect Day. It's got Leanna Walsman in it. It's really good, but you haven't heard of it, so it's probably not going to make any top 10.
Oh, what about like Real Talk, Rabbit Proof Fence?
That's a good movie.
Yeah,
great
true.
Aussie film.
No, The Castle.
Red
though.
Dog?
Not The Castle. The Castle is untouchable.
Do you agree with the number one spot, Jess? The Castle. Straight to the
pool. I've seen it. It's you know.
Yeah.
You're not going to actively sit down and watch it when it comes on TV.
Not really,
if Babe did...
Oh, heck yeah.
See? Creevo, you're on the wrong side
of this. No, you're wrong.
Jackson, thoughts?
I've never seen any of the movies that are mentioned there. I've only seen one Australian film that I can remember, and it was actually pretty good. The Dressmaker. Does that make the list?
Oh, that was so good.
Such a good film.
No.
But yeah, as for the ones that you mentioned,
what about it? Da Kath and Kim Code.
That's a good one.
Straight to VHS, probably.
Hey, what we're going to do this morning, 13:10:09, do you think The Castle should be Australia's favourite movie? The number one movie we've ever made. Should it be The Castle? If not, what should it be?
It's definitely The Castle. You guys are wrong.
We'll find out
this
next.
This is going straight to the pool.
Nah.
All right.
Where's your wrong buzzer?
After this, 13:10:09. There it is,
Meg.
We're going to give away a back to school pack as well to the best caller this morning.
Excellent. The Novos.
Yeah, this new poll's come out by YouGov over the weekend. They sampled a couple thousand people looking for Australia's most popular movie of all time. Now, in the number one position, to much disgust for me, is The Castle.
Yeah, and I think common sense has prevailed, and I'm hoping it's going to via our own telephone poll.
Is this adding to the official results?
It is. I'm going to ring them up and tell them how many votes we got.
Well, you can tell them how much we hate it.
It's just, to me, it's just everything I hate about Australia. Like, it's just so 80s. It's so naff.
Wasn't it 90s?
Man, I think late 90s, early 90s.
Anyway, it's what I like about it. It's the underdog. It's winning against, you know, it's winning against the powers that be, and that's what makes it a great story.
They need to upscale the definition of the film. Surely they can remaster it or something. Every time it's on TV, I'm like, you know what? I can tell exactly when that was.
it's like in that old school square format.
Yeah.
They don't even bother trying to stretch it out because it's just not good enough.
Now you're jumping on board with the bagging of The Castle, which I'm into.
Just the quality of the actual film, but as a movie, it's fantastic, and I think it's the best.
All right, 13:10:09, do you agree? Should The Castle be the number one movie of all time? Going to Kev the Bogan. Hello.
Hey, here with Aaron.
Hey, going well, mate. What are your thoughts on this? Are you into this being the number one movie of all time?
Oi, absolutely, mate. You got to move the Gerard, move the Commodore out to get the boat out.
That's right. And that encapsulates a part of Australian culture, which is just so unique And that's why it's a great movie.
Absolutely.
What about other movies on the list, though, Kev? Like Moulin Rouge?
No.
No?
Other movies on the list. Now, the only one that I were missing was Two Hands.
Never
seen before in my life, Kev.
The castle we can agree on.
Oh my God.
Two Hands about, Kev?
It's another Australian movie. It's got Heath Ledger in it.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
It sounds like a porno.
Too early in the morning.
Too early in the morning, even for Kev the Bogan.
Oh, thanks, Kev.
Let's go to Troy. Hello, how are you? Oh, I think we offended Troy.
Maybe we upset him.
Maybe we did.
Maybe he liked Two Hands as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, my version.
Your version or his?
He's going to Google that version right now.
Oh, gotta go. I hear there's a different type of movie called Two Hands.
You know when you used to go to Video Easy or whatever, back when those days were a thing, and you'd go to the adult section and they'd have like the rip-off pornos?
I never went to, like, I'm not going to lie, shows, I never like went to
Friends
that section.
Friends and the Seinfeld. It was so funny.
What was the Friends version, do you remember?
I think I can't remember the name, but there was a series that were like all like parodies of actual
popular
TV shows.
Funny thing, producer Jackson's just sent us a message saying Troy was also calling about Two Hands.
Oh, no way.
Maybe we need to have a
group screening.
So, just before we move on, it was called Friends, a XXX parody.
They didn't even really hide it. They didn't even try very hard to change the name.
Change a letter around or something.
No. Oh, so the Seinfeld one was Seinfeld, a XXX parody. So it was a series.
Okay.
I don't know how we got onto this.
Neither do I.
The Two Hands.
I guess that's probably it. Jackson is in next with What's the Goss. What have you got on the way for us this morning?
By the way, I think I scared Troy off because he said the Heath Ledger movie. I said, oh, Brokeback Mountain, that's American. So Jennifer Coolidge.
Involved in that one.
And a lot of horse riding. So Jennifer Coolidge has opened up about who saved her career because she kind of disappeared after Stifler's mum. Mm. And now she's back with a bang. Also to Sia opening up about where she's been for the last couple of months.
The Novos.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
What's the goss?
Yeah, Jackson's here with all the goss for this morning. And what have you got for us first up?
Let's start with Sia, because she's been a bit MIA for the last part of 2021 and then the start of 2022. She says she is coming back, but she revealed that she's actually gone back to rehab and just gotten out because all that controversy with the movie that she... Do you remember Music, the movie?
Yeah, that got panned.
It got panned. It was about people with autism, and she didn't cast any people that actually suffered from autism, which people were really mad about. And she did open up about this to James Corden just before all the controversy, like the troubles that she had and why she does hide her face now.
I was a singer already for like 10 or 11 years to mediocre success, and I was an alcoholic and a drug addict, and I sobered up and decided I didn't want to be an artist anymore because I was starting to get a little bit famous and it was destabilizing in some way. So I thought, what doesn't exist in pop music at the moment? And it was mystery.
So she's penned a little letter in the New York Times and she says that's exactly what's happened. And instead of letting it get the best of her, she went and got the help that she needed and she's ready to come back.
I think she's did the right thing by just going away for a bit with that whole situation. Because I think most people now... they won't even worry about that movie situation anymore. If she brings out a new good song, she'll be back to that lovable Sia that people like.
The internet has the memory of a goldfish. Like, if you just don't give it air, you can really escape. Like, especially when it's not like a, like, in terms of scandals, it's a relatively low-key scandal. So if you just go away and you don't fight it, I mean, people forget very quickly. And I think people appreciate it. You just give them time and go and sort yourself out, and people respect that, I guess.
I think as well, with the movie coming out during the pandemic, not many people were going to the movies anyway, so that kind of helped her situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually actually think that she's great. I'll take Adele. I'll take Sia over Adele any day.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think at least she's all right. At least she, you know, isn't too overexposed anymore.
Mm. And she owns it. I like when someone owns it rather than blaming everybody else around them.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Jennifer Coolidge, I love her, Stifler's mom. She kind of went through a bit of a dull time. She's opened up about one incident that sort of brought her back into the limelight, and it was this from Ariana Grande, the impression that she did on Jimmy Fallon.
You look like the 4th of July. Taking the dog, dumbass.
So once that happened, everything kind of exploded for her, she explains.
It was sort of the beginning of a lot of cool things that happened for me because I was going through a dead zone. My friend who's like her age, Teresa, she was like, hey, you know, you should DM Ariana. No, she's got like 260 million followers. Those are robots. The robots answer the DMs. And we will never, ever get to her, whatever. And then I did it anyway. And then this response came back. And then next thing you know, I was like going to her house getting fit for a thank you next.
Since then, she's appeared in Promising Young Woman, The White Lotus. People love her again. I love Jennifer Coolidge. Every time she talks, I get like lured in. It's like one of those hypnotic scenes where the black and white spin to the center.
This might surprise you, but I think she's great in a show called Two Broke Girls.
I've seen her in that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
She's so funny in that show.
She's done so much serious acting since the Ariana Grande clip as well. I think people gave her a bit more cred. She's really good. I don't know if you've seen White Lotus, but that's a fantastic show.
I haven't yet.
She's 60 now.
Is she?
What?
She looks amazing.
She doesn't look 60 at all.
She still looks like Stifler's mom. Every time I see her, it's just exactly like Stifler's mom.
She'll forever be Stifler's mom.
I think it's almost to the point where she's gotten away from that. Almost.
When I look at her, I don't just think Stifler's mom, though, to be fair. There's a couple of other things she has been in. That come to mind.
Yeah, it's just, especially, you know what? Especially that Two Broke Girls show. Yeah. For me, that showed she does have a more character range. Because she's such a different character in that. I don't know, she's great. Great actor.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Nick.
You know what?
No, not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Meg, we were chatting behind the scenes after the show on Friday around the group here, and
yeah,
you were telling us, we're finding more and more out about you as the time flies by, but you are one of those people that jumps online and watch those Dr. Pimple Popper videos on Instagram.
I don't actively seek them out. They come up on my Snapchat all the time.
And like, the reason that happened is because you've searched them out at some point.
Yeah, probably. Okay.
Because everyone knows your phone knows you better than you.
That's true.
That's why.
I hate them.
Disgusting.
I love them. It's kind of like bubble wrap. You know when you pop bubble wrap? Same thing.
I don't get it. I don't understand it. I used to work with a guy who would say, oh, come and have a look at this like spreadsheet we're working on together, and he'd surprise me with the most disgusting ones of all time.
See, there's a difference between like pimple popping and then you get like the cyst ones where they pop the cysts. Like they're a bit extreme.
They're all pimples disgusting. Are all right. No.
Naturally we got onto the topic of like, do you do it with your partner?
Yeah.
See, I'm the only single person here on this team. So I thankfully have never had to do this and never have when I have had partners. And Meg, you're all for popping your partner's pimples and blackheads.
When he jumps out of the shower, I do check every so often.
What are you doing?
It's fun. I love doing it.
It's a no from me.
It's actually really fun. It's like, you got a really good one today. And it's awesome.
You love it, right?
I do. Wow. I genuinely do.
Luckily, you don't have long fingernails.
I know. He's got longer fingernails than I do. Josh has got longer fingernails than I do.
Does he do yours?
Yeah, but I don't get them very often. Like, it's very rare.
Oh,
we
have
monkeys. We're just picking each other.
Looking for lice and stuff.
Look, more people like this than you think.
What about you, Crevo?
Definitely not. In fact, I think early in our relationship, Emmy went to pop one of my, like a little blackhead or something that she saw. I was like, no. That's not happening.
No.
Absolutely not.
Get into it, Creevo. No. It's so fun.
No, it's just not for me at all. No. I don't like it.
All right, around the fam, Jess, are you popping at Morgan's pimples and vice versa?
I mean, he does it to me.
Oh!
But you can't reciprocate. Is that what you're saying?
I can't say that I haven't in the past. I have.
Oh, you like it?
No, it's still gross.
Nah,
it's
fun.
That sounds.
You're a fence sitter, Jess. You can't have it both ways.
Jess bloody loves it. Jess bloody loves it.
Jackson?
It's actually a low point in humanity. It makes me so ill. Oh.
Not offended, but anyway.
Now, we are obviously the benchmark of highbrow content here in Newcastle. So what we're doing here this morning on 131009, right or wrong, is it okay to pop your pimples, your partner's pimples?
Absolutely.
Are you team Meg and Jess, or are you team the guys?
The rest of us.
The rest of us. Meg and Jess think it's absolutely fine. I'm saying absolutely not.
Okay. One lucky person who calls the show today will walk away with a new FM Back to School pack. The lines are open now. 131009.
The Novos.
Yeah, and we're talking on 131009, right or wrong, popping your partner's pimples. Now, I'm just totally floored by this. The girls, you and Jess, totally on board with this. Love it. You
absolutely
do this every day with your partner.
Not every day, but a lot of days out of the week, yeah.
Whenever you can.
Whenever a big old zit's ready to squirt. What do you like about popping a pimple?
Is
it the squirting at the end, or?
Oh, I can't explain it. As I said, it's kind of like the bubble wrap thing. Where you,
which
you
get, I also
you get
don't
pop.
Get.
You get the pop. Oh, come on. The
bubble wrap is good for packaging.
Are you
telling
me you don't like popping bubble wrap?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Well, that seems like
it's
a weird
so
hobby.
Fun.
See, I'm scarred. During my childhood, my nan used to love popping pimples and blackheads. So much so. She'd just come up to you and just start doing it.
What?
I just have vivid memories of Mum saying to her, "Don't squeeze his face. He's going to scar." Nen loves it, still to this day.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Does she get in there with your grandpa then? And
oh, probably. She tried to do it with me when I went to visit.
Like, are you serious?
Yeah,
recently?
And I was like, Nen, no. No. So are you team the boys? Absolutely not. Or team Jess and Meg? Yeah, squeeze away.
I just had a look on Facebook. One of the comments just made... filled my heart with joy, if you will. Cara Lee says, "My kids used to pop mine. To see a massive blackhead come out like Vitaweeks with butter and Vegemite is totally awesome. I am totally on your side, Cara Lee." Oh, my God.
It makes me ill.
Sometimes they really stink.
I've never had that, to be fair.
Oh, please.
I can't tell.
Makes the whole thing is
gross.
Because
they're only small pimples.
It should all come out. Just let it happen naturally.
No.
All right, let's go to the phones. Robbie's first up from Charlestown. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Robbie. What are your thoughts? Should you be letting your partner pop your pimples?
For a start, Meg and Jeff.
Did you just fall down some stairs? Are you all right, Robbie?
Disgusting.
No, you don't know what you're missing out
Thank
on, Robbie.
Thank you. Bit of common sense. Nah. I like that.
Robbie, you have, like, teenage kids, yeah? So you never touched them growing up, or did you tell them to squeeze their own? They had a big old blackhead on the end of their nose?
I told them not to touch them because they the part of the pimple goes back in and it causes more pimples. And to fix my daughter squeezing, I bought that plaster stuff you stick on your nose.
Oh, the stuff that you rip off and rips all the... Those things are painful.
And do you know what? It's called exfoliating face wash. Check it out.
Worth getting. That's
See, but the thing is, it's not just pimples on the face. So I don't pop pimples on my face. Well, I don't get them. But Josh only gets them on his back.
Oh, even worse, man.
None of
even
it's
worse.
Good.
See, I'm thinking that's where my thing come from because I didn't really get many pimples as a teenager. I was really, really lucky. Maybe I'm
You're
just making
jealous.
Up for it now.
Jealous of people had them. That's
Next
weird.
Next call.
It's Tara. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Really good. Do you like popping your partner's pimples?
Yeah, love it. I even have my 8-year-old son on board with me.
So does he help you pop them?
He goes and gets the tissue for me.
Oh, that's cute.
like a little medical assistant. He's your nurse.
Yeah. And then he's like, "Oh, yuck, Mom, that's gross."
Yeah, because he's a smart young man.
So as Maddie asked me, what do you love about popping them? What is it about it?
I don't know. I just love it. It's
Yeah.
Can I just...
He has this one blackhead and it always comes back in the same spot.
Is it always like a really, really juicy one as well?
It's big, and I'm just like, juicy. I even have a picker.
Oh, like the little thing with the round head on it?
Yeah.
I've been meaning to get one of them, actually.
Yeah.
As tools of the trade?
Yep, tools of the trade.
Tara knows what's going on.
Do you know what? I love that this is bringing the family together. Like, Dad's lying down on the coffee table, face down. Come on, kids.
I know.
Gather round.
She watches too.
Who needs Netflix?
YouTube accounts and some pimple popping magic.
No,
and Jay's just doing it live at their house.
Yeah.
Wow. So
we haven't really solved anything.
I'm
going
to put this out here because I know that I like pitched this to you guys on Friday. Creva, you were very disgusted by the whole thing. Meg, you're a little bit nervous. Seeing that you're such a professional at popping pimples.
Yeah.
What I wanted to do here on the show. Now I'm just putting it out there. We might not get anything. I would love to find somebody here in Newcastle or the Hunter that has Newcastle's most stubborn pimple, like a pimple or blackhead they've been trying to get rid of for years. I know that's a long stretch. It can be weeks. But I would love them to come in studio and Meg, try and pop it for that person.
Now, I tried to turn this back on you because you're both so disgusted by it that you have to do it.
No, but you're...
Because I know what I'm doing. You guys would probably throw up.
We're trying to help people here, Meg.
Pardon? I'm trying to help you conquer your fear of pimples.
It's not about us. It's about the listener. If you have one, really disgusting one, get in touch with the show, 131009, or hit us up on Facebook. We'd love to chat.
As long as you're both funding my PPE gear, we're fine.
Absolutely. We've got the face shield.
I want the full thing that the people wear at the testing sites, COVID testing sites. I want all that.
Like a full gown.
Yes.
you can wear a gown.
I love how you're so protective now. Like you're totally against it.
I'm not totally against it. I just want the protective gear.
And use the J word again.
The J word?
Juicy.
Highbrow. Love it or loathe it, I'm there.
Yeah, getting Creva and Maddie's thoughts on the topics of the day. Something we've all done a lot of lately. Rule is, no fence sitting. We're going to do it next.
Synovos.
Love it or loathe it. Loathe it.
Yeah, we are getting Creva and Maddie's thoughts on the topics of today. And one rule, no fence sitting. We were talking about this a little bit earlier, but I wanted to get your official results on online grocery shopping.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going to say loathe it. I'm off it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not doing it. I did it a couple of times in ISO there, and that's probably the only time I'd want to do it.
Wasn't your thing? Okay, nah. Maddie?
Love it, for sure. Because if you're lazy like me and you can't be bothered going to the shopping centre and you want somebody else to do it for you, it's fantastic. What I don't like about it, though, is they give the contracts to the delivery contracts to the taxi drivers now.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a lack of drivers and they never want to bring it upstairs.
Really?
So you still have to go down and carry them, which is my most hated element of shopping.
It's going downstairs in the lift.
But when you've got a multitude of bags and then having to bring them up by yourself, I can understand that. I've only ever had the delivery done once and they did bring it up to the door. It was really nice, but we were COVID isolating, so he had to.
Well, we were chatting about this behind the scenes and talking about how they're getting a little bit sloppy with missing items.
I understand there's shortages right now, but come on, guys.
Well, one of my friends got delivered and it was only half the stuff and... Like, from a couple of $100, he only got half of it. And he said some of it was really sad, like the vegetables and stuff were all droopy. And
not good.
He's like, why am I bothering?
So a friend of mine had hers done the other day, and they didn't have a lot of her stuff. So what they did was they gave her, like, a portion of her order and charged her for that again and then refunded the full order. So she had to pay essentially double for her groceries and then get it refunded.
Well, that's just really annoying.
Really strange.
I mean, no one wants a floppy carrot.
They always miss out vital items. Mm. Like, there's been a couple of times, because I do get them regularly, where I'm making a recipe or something, and I'll forget, like, the soy sauce, you know, if I'm doing a stir fry.
Yeah.
Like, really essential items that you need that day, they'll forget, which is really annoying.
I'm a bit surprised now, because you have the car now. You don't do click and collect.
What? No, look.
I love click and collect. Best thing.
I feel kind of lazy.
doing that.
Really?
Versus delivery.
To
get the groceries.
Because the thing for me is when I do an online grocery shop, I always forget something. So I've always got to go back to the shops to pick it up anyway. So the click and collect's the best option.
I'm one of those guys that go down every single aisle at the shopping centre.
Really?
Yeah. I get in Coles or Woolies.
Big browser.
Yeah. So I miss that element of it, but it's just so easy.
It's my form of cardio going shopping. To be honest, I don't do much else.
I guess it sort of counts.
There's steps involved.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you do the online delivery much, Kroger?
No.
I'm surprised by that.
I like the idea of it, but like I said, I want everything that I've got on the list, or I want to pick an alternative.
How long would it take you normally to do a full grocery shop out of curiosity? It's just you and Emmy.
20 minutes tops.
Oh, see, that's speedy.
Do you do the grocery shopping, or is it Emmy mostly?
About half and half.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't imagine you with your little shopping trolley.
Yeah, I'm a very efficient shopper. I know what aisle it's in. I'm straight there. I grab the item and keep moving.
That's a blokey thing, though. Josh is the same. I like to take, like, a good half an hour, 40 minutes.
What do you got to see there? I already know what broccoli looks like. I'm not buying it today.
I like seeing what's on special.
I don't need to see all the other milks.
Yes,
I know what milk I want.
You don't care about sales, do you?
He's so rich. He doesn't care about specials, mate. That's what I take from that.
Yeah, right.
Thank you very much.
You buy coffee when it's full price.
I want coffee. I don't want tea instead.
Hey, guys. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next. Plus, playing for $1,000 before 8 o'clock with Smash for Cash.
Bonobos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
So, late last week, I put up on Facebook Marketplace my fiancé's car for sale, because we're trying to sell that car to change cars. And some of the things and messages you get when you put up a car for sale are incredibly annoying. This also culminated over the weekend when I was also, I guess, under suspicion by the bank of committing some fraud.
What?
So this whole car sale thing got quite exciting over the weekend.
So have you sold the car over the weekend?
The car has been sold. I've got some of the choice messages from some of the most annoying potential buyers. And also I'm going to tell you this whole story about the bank as well.
Did you get the price you wanted for it?
Not quite, but the owners were really nice, the new owners, so I'm happy with the result.
Went to a good home.
Went to a good home.
All right, excellent. Details in minutes. The Novos.
Had the challenge last week to sell my fiancé's Toyota Yaris, right? It's a good little car, great condition, less than 80,000 Ks, so it's really hardly worn in for a Toyota.
One owner?
Second owner, yeah. But still good condition. So I thought this is going to be a fairly easy sell because there's not that many for sale around, right?
Yeah. If anyone can sell a car easily, it's you, because of course you do your Facebook Marketplace business. So you have like a solid customer base.
Well, there's a little bit of that going on, but cars is a different game. And I soon realized that when I was flooded with messages, a lot of them though, straight up with the real lowball offers.
So what did you have on the car?
$13,220, right?
Very specific amount.
Why would you put the $20 on there?
Well, because I want $20. If I can get an extra $20, who's to say no? It's hard to get money, you know. Right? Anyway, I put that price up there because that was actually very fairly priced. And I realized that because there was just so many messages came in. But the lowballs, oh my God, here's some examples. Would you, spelt you, take 8K?
Oh,
no, that's too much discount. I got an offer of this was just the message, 6K ? These are not, there's not even like a, you know, wanting to know more information. They're just throwing out these really low, and then another one, 7K cash now. dodgy. You know, like, just at least make a reasonable offer or want to come and look at the car and then negotiate in the driveway, you know. There's no need to offer, like, almost half the price.
Yeah, and you're pushing a 40% discount. Eh.
On a car.
Because you weren't in a, like, a massive rush to sell or anything like that, so you would hold out for the
at least a fairly close. Yeah. You know, I expect a bit of negotiation. Anyway, a young guy came out on Saturday, drove the car, loved it. He said it's one of the, you know, best ones for the year and everything that he's seen. Very happy. We did a bit of a negotiation and did the deal to sell it, right? And then we went to go, oh, how do we pay? Now, he wanted to go to his bank and, like, do the transfer at the bank. I was like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, all the branches closed. So he's like, oh, that's all right. We'll just Osco it. Now, we went to do the transfer and it's like, You are, like, under hold. You need to get a code, but you can't get codes on weekends. So he had to call the bank, and the bank's line of questioning, oh, my God, it's like they were sure we were scammers.
Wow.
So the first thing they said was, what are you buying? He's like, it's a car. He goes, okay, what is the brand and model? He's like, Toyota Yaris. And he's like, are you sitting in front of the car now? And the guy's like, yes, I can see it on the street. He goes, are you with the buyer now? They're like, yes, they're with me. They said, are you sure this car is definitely theirs? They're like, yes, they have the paperwork and the key. They're like, will you be driving the car home today? They asked, honestly, so many questions. Even after they gave the code, they kept asking because there must be so many, like, scams going on at the moment.
That's good to know, though.
That, yeah.
He was like, oh, this is a bit annoying. But I said, what you got to realize, that bank is acting like your security guard and guarding your money.
Yeah.
Because once you send an Osco transfer,
it's done.
There's no way to get it back.
So what did you get for the car?
Got 12K.
Not bad.
Which I was happy with. The guy was so nice. He was polite. He gave his reasons. They were measured about why he thought that price was fair. And they made sense. I did the deal.
And you always kind of overestimate what it might be worth. So you can negotiate down.
There's always a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Every person selling a car puts a little bit extra because they know they're going to drop down.
For example,
a bit.
$220 extra.
Yeah, I was hoping to get 13 even, but 12's still good. We did the deal. He was a nice bloke.
He drove away in the car?
Very happy. Yeah. Super happy.
So when are you guys getting your new car?
Hopefully the next couple of weeks.
Oh, how nice. Good.
So she's exciting. Without a car at the moment. Now.
Right now. She's going to work on a bike.
Oh, poor Emmy.
It's a hot day too. I might have to pick her up.
What a man you are. What a caring.
How about you get on the bike and ride to work? How did that go?
A fair bit further for me.
I can pick you up if you want.
Oh, that's a good offer.
You give her the
car. I'll take you up on that. Done.
Will you?
Yeah.
After last week and the skidding on the road, are you sure?
Oh, good point.
Hey, guys, we're playing Smash for Cash. Up next, your chance to walk away with $1,000 free money. All you need to do is identify this sound. All right, the clue we gave away a couple of weeks ago now was you might find this item in Grandma's closet. If you want to play, 131009.
The Novos. The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash or cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, very easy. All you have to do is tell us what this sound is.
Yes, the clue, you might find this in Grandma's pantry. Let's go to Jason in Seaham. Works 2 days this week and then heading away to Hathead. Says if he wins, he's going to split the cash with his daughter as it is her guest. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, g'day. How you going?
How did you score a two-day work week? And how can we do that?
Easy when you work for yourself, you can do what you want.
What do you do?
I'd rather not say at the moment.
Okay.
Very secretive. Oh, I like this.
Secret agent.
Yeah.
It's the only possible explanation.
Yeah. All right. What do you think we've smashed, Jason?
Well, this is my daughter's guest, so I reckon a jam jar.
A jam jar.
Not it.
I know the grandmas love the jam jar, but that's not right. Sorry.
Thanks, man. Enjoy your two-day working week. Yeah. Wow.
You're lucky. Good is that?
He's one of the lucky ones.
He Lane certainly is.
Again before 9 o'clock, worth $1,000. Checking in with Jess in the newsroom next on UFM. Good morning.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Creamo. To wake you up.
No. To
done with copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
I still wear those buckskins that are way too tight.
Why can concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
So my fiancé, Josh, and I, we're really lucky in the apartment building that we live in because I think we're the youngest ones there, to be honest. Like, everyone else is like 50 plus.
Really?
Good place to live.
Done the old knock around.
Oh, you see them in the car park downstairs and they're just not...
Magsy Sparkles here from the Surveyor's Department. Yes. Just need to check your age.
Exactly. You should see, like, the committee board. Like, they're all old names.
They are in every
Margaret.
Yeah. But the thing is...
lots of Johns.
An apartment complex has gone up next to mine, and they're put in a pool, which is really, really cool. Like, a bit jealous. We'd like that. But I've established I don't like the kids who live in that apartment building because they are very loud.
Wow.
Ridiculously loud. I'm getting so old.
Noisy neighbours.
Oh, it's so bad because the pool is technically got a cover over it, like it's in, like, underground, if that makes sense. And our balcony looks over to the pool, and all you hear is squealing and screeching and splashing. I can get the splashing's fine, but the squealing and the screeching, oh my God, it's driving me insane. Absolutely insane.
I thought you were a fun type of girl, Meg, but apparently you're bloody whinging old neighbour.
Nana.
To be fair, when they do the screeching thing, it sets my birds off, and that's what is getting me.
Maybe some of your neighbours hate when your birds
go off.
Screech and go off.
Actually got a general consensus in the building. They always comment on the birds. They go, we love hearing the birds in the building.
All right, so you're in the clear.
Yeah, so I want to know on 1309, do you hate your neighbours' kids? Because I feel like a downright jerk because the kids are just having a bit of fun in the pool, but they are so loud.
Well, Jackson, you were telling us an interesting story about your kids' neighbours.
Yeah, I don't like...
oh, neighbours' kids.
Yeah, they're very annoying. So they play on the roof with their guinea pigs and a cat, and they run onto my roof, and they kick their dirty leaves on my skylight. So I look at them, my damn children next door. And then the guy next door goes, oh, I hope the kids don't bother you. I'm so polite. I go, no, they're all right. I wish I just had the balls to go, no, your kids are actually duds, and you need to keep them on their side of the fence.
It's what you have to say, though. Otherwise, he'll tell the kids, be worse.
Jump on the roof. Don't just walk.
But, Kriva, you live in like a neighbourhoody kind of area.
Yeah.
Lots of houses. With the kid situation. What's
no,
like there?
Neither of my neighbours have kids.
Oh, okay.
So I am in the clear at this point.
Okay.
So, in the clear right now.
All right. Well, 13109, do you hate your neighbours' kids? We do have the epic back-to-school pack.
The Novos.
We're talking your neighbours' kids right now.
Hi, my name is... My name is Karen.
What are you trying to say?
Kids play and have fun.
Oh, look, I've been in my current apartment for 5 years. I haven't had to deal with that many kids at all in the apartment. And then the one next door has finally opened. They've got a pool, it's undercover, all that kind of stuff. So it's very echoey. And all the kids that live in this apartment complex are congregating at this pool, screeching and screaming and driving me absolutely crazy. So we are asking on 13109.
Setting your birds off.
Dude, you're setting my birds. They're loud, but, you know, they're cute, so whatever.
I know you're not maternal and you don't want to have your own kids.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was like this. You just hate children playing and having fun.
I don't mind it. But just when they're screeching and squealing in an echoey part of an apartment, I don't like that.
What would you like the parents to do?
Just keep them away from the pool.
Like put a muzzle on them or like ball and gag.
You know what? Just move to the other side of the apartment building or something.
Well, they can't move
There's
the pool.
Oh, sure they can. Move. The pool is very heavy.
Surely they can arrange something. Or I could just move.
Well, there's that.
Because it's tempting.
You can't escape neighbours' kids. It's just a part of life, isn't it?
One day I'll get you to come over when the kid's screaming and you'll understand my dilemma.
Oh, I have them at home in the apartment.
Do you
upstairs,
actually have them?
But I don't get that annoyed by it. So I think they've got like 5 kids up there.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe I am Karen.
And all I hear, like in the middle of the day, which is my nap time doing this job. I know that it's the middle of the day.
All right, you nanas.
Yeah, I'm really being a hypocrite here. But then you hear this.
Oh.
Shut up.
They're playing Dance Dance Revolution or something.
Yeah. Right above your head. This must be the bedroom downstairs. All right. Let's do it here.
Let's go to the phones. Isaac is first up. Hey, Isaac, how are you?
Morning, Novos.
Good morning. Do you hate your neighbour's kids and why?
No, quite the opposite because, I mean, unlike Meg, I'm not a stickler. So I don't run out there with a broom trying to chase them away. Or
anything
like that. I'm a tradie, so I found a swing at a job. And with a little bit of park across the road from where I live, and it was just a dead spot of park. So I mowed it down and hung the swing with the neighbours. We're one of the neighbours. She's got kids. And, man, all week, different times of the day, different kids are coming up. They're kids I've never seen before. And they're off their devices having fun on a swing, just a simple little swing.
So
and
you
they can scream and carry on as much as they want. And when I'm hungover, it's a bad idea.
Generally, you like to see kids having fun.
There's a man...
That's exactly right.
Isaac, I hear this and think there's a man that, instead of whinging about it, has tried to find a creative solution.
That's right. I mean, I could run out there. Actually, Meg, do you have a nickname?
No, it's just Meg.
No, it's Megsy Sparkles.
It's Karen now.
Point well made.
So he's made a solution. My solution then is to break into this apartment. Like, is there a plug in the pool?
No, you have to build. You have to build another pool a bit further away.
I'll just take the plug out. There we go. Problem solved. Thanks, Isaac.
Dominique is up next. Hello.
Yeah, hi. How are you this morning?
Doing really well. Do you think Meg's being a Karen, or have you got a situation like this? What's going on?
Oh, I live in an over 55 complex, and a couple of people have got grandkids, and we have pebbled pathways, and they love those stupid little razor scooters.
Oh, g-ding, 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 g-ding.
They run around yelling and screaming at the top of their voice and just annoying everybody.
See, it's not just me.
That's such.
So,
a
what do you say to the grandparents, Dominic?
I've just given up. I don't say anything at all. It's just like the kids are out of control.
She's gone wild.
All of the other residents of the over 55s village bitch about the grandparents that bring the grandkids over all the time?
Oh, yes. We're trying to work out how we can...
like, kick them out.
I live just opposite the lake. There's no reason they can't literally go out and play on the lake, like play in the grass areas or...
That barrel and bob.
So you're going to try and create it as like a no grandparent, like no grandkids zone.
Well,
ban the kids.
Yeah, that's what I would like.
Fair enough.
You know, see,
you want what you want
in life. I
hear
this, Dominique, and I think, you know, you pay a lot of money to join these communities, and that's, I think, true. It's a little bit of a dictatorship in a lot of these places sometimes. Like, can't people enjoy their twilight years with their grandkids and loved ones?
Yeah, outside the over 55 village. Take them elsewhere.
Or not ride scooters on the
pebbles. There you go. Compromise.
Echo through the whole complex.
There you go. Right. I'm on your side.
Behind closed doors. So,
well,
absolutely on her side.
Dominique and Meg are cut from the same cloth, I think.
Absolutely.
Bloody grandkids.
Do you reckon they'd let you move into an over 55s, Meg? You wanted to move.
I'd love it.
All
genuinely.
Quiet.
Quiet. I don't speak to my neighbours at the best of times. It's great.
Wow. There you go.
Hey, if you run an over 55's village and looking for someone who's 33,
you're available.
I'm available.
Producer Jackson in next with what's the goss? What's going on?
I think Adele's Goody Goody Two Shoes name is about to disappear. She's annoyed some fans over the weekend. Also, too, I want to play you a viral video of a reporter being hit by a car on news TV.
I've seen it.
Yes, I have to play it for you because it's all everyone's talking about on the internet right now. So
the Novos.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Coronavirus!
But
it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Jackson's here with What's the Goss. What do we got first up, my man?
Let's go with this TV reporter that's hit by a car live on news.
This is crazy, right?
Yeah, so this was like the biggest viral video over the weekend. So there's a woman by the name of Tori Yorgi. She works for WSAZ TV. Just doing a casual news cross for her last week. And take a listen to what happened.
Freeze thaw, we see this. Water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay. It's one
sure
more
you're
man.
Okay, Tori?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am, you are so sweet, and you are okay. It is all good.
Could you imagine being that calm after being hit by an SUV? And it wasn't going slow. It was a big car as well.
I'm so surprised she didn't swear.
Also,
if
second...
If I got hit by a car...
Potty mouth Meg would come out.
Oh!
Also, second time. Have you guys ever been hit by a car? Never. I've never been hit by a car. To get twice...
I've been knocked over in by a taxi. Out the front of King Street
That's
Hotel.
Hit by a car.
Oh.
Yeah. I was in a trolley being pushed home from office work. Anyway. That's another story. Tim Ear back in the studio didn't really care. He's like, okay.
Give me the story.
This is the second time you've been hit by a car.
That's an
Tell
everyday.
Tell me about that first water main you actually
So cool,
on.
Calm, and collect. Anyway, I'm glad she's like safe. I bet you she's glad she's off the job. She was like, last week, of course this is going to happen to me. My second time being hit by a car.
Dig it, man. Straight on compo.
American news reporters always stand in really inconvenient spots, I've noticed. Mm. Like, don't stand in the middle of a road on a highway doing a report.
When there's a hurricane on.
Yeah, I always find that so strange when the old hurricanes or twisters are out and they're like, don't go out. And they're in the being washed away by waves. And
their umbrellas blowing away.
So unnecessary, especially with the technology we've got, right? Just green screen it. Have someone throw a bucket of water on you.
Just send a drone out.
100%.
Like, here we are. Yeah, we're about to get picked up.
We can literally have, you know, a robot do the job.
Other breaking news across the weekend. Adele's big residency over at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
Oh, people are not happy.
Yeah, she pulled the plug with like 11 hours to go. A little bit of a weeping mess on Instagram. She had this to say.
I'm so sorry, but my show ain't ready. We've tried absolutely everything that we can to put it together and for it to be good enough for you, but we've been absolutely destroyed by delivery delays and COVID. Half my crew, half my team are down with COVID. They still are. And it's been impossible to finish the show. I can't give you what I have right now.
So that seems reasonable. I mean, if there's no crew, but they're starting to have the little stories leak about what the real story could be. Now, there's a report that the delivery delays are just the excuse. So Caesar's Palace actually wanted a 60-member choir to perform with Adele for their song Skyfall. You know that song Skyfall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently she refused to share the stage. So she called it quits to just prove a point to Caesar's Palace and hold out. And obviously fans are not happy because people have spent up to $17,000 to see her on opening weekend.
Are you serious? Festival of Caesar's Palace,
yes.
Apparently.
Yeah, because the people are buying like resale tickets. Yes. So they're not actually official tickets. People are just buying these Adele tickets for $200 and then reselling them, obviously, because you've got these dedicated fans that will pay up to $20,000 for a ticket and a room at Caesars. So, I mean, people aren't happy, non-refundable, but she has done this. So she's got her team. Anyone that's posted on social media that's actually in Las Vegas can go down to the gift shop and FaceTime with Adele.
Oh.
So she's FaceTiming them, holed up in her hotel room at Caesar's Palace, crying on the phone to them, explaining, I'm so sorry. Oh.
That is a cop-out and a bit weird.
I'm living for your Adele impression, though.
Do you want more of it?
Yes, please.
COVID delays, they've got us all. Divorce, babe, divorce.
Thank you very much.
I love
Can
that.
Can you just say your name again once more?
Hello, it's Adele. We've got new music.
This is my new music.
Fresh to new FM.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up. Together, we can go wherever. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Now. Straight after us, Jackson is in with 105 minutes commercial free.
Yo. A bit of Elton, Dula Pete.
Still slaps.
Yeah, it's good, right? Elton done this live on...
Oh, really?
Yeah, but like not like the official live, just like a TikTok live. And he kind of took over an RSL sort of function room with like 100 old people in there just singing over it. It was interesting. Shawnee Mendes.
Yeah.
And there's nothing holding
you
back.
Did you see his story over the weekend? He was like doing some pose on a mountain and he fell down.
Oh, it
was,
really?
Yeah. Didn't have a shirt on, took a bit of a stack. Poor Shawnee Mendes. I think he's gone through some stuff at the moment.
Yeah.
Avril Lavigne.
Yes.
Love it.
Bite Me.
Good as well.
Excellent. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music kicking off in 20 minutes. Straight after this, though, Jackson, I believe you've received a call from an angry listener about something we've done on the air this morning.
Yeah, so you mentioned Karen's before. And look, Karen has rang up. She's not very happy with you guys. She kind of wants to...
Like a person called
a person
Karen?
Called Karen has called. She wants to have a chat to you because she reckons you are just overcooking it now and it's affecting her life.
So she wants to speak to our manager after?
I guess we'll say I'm going to put her on with you guys.
Okay. We'll sort all that out in a minute.
How interesting. We've only gotten one call from another Karen that didn't like the use of the word Karen. I get it, you know, but
you still do it anyway.
That's a bit of fun.
Oh, look at Meg already sucking up Karen's backside.
It's just a name. The Novos. My name is
Karen. Yeah, so producer Jackson, you've received a call just before because just after 8 o'clock, we did a segment on noisy kids, and Meg was like, oh, it's so annoying, so we called her a Karen.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, we do have an actual Karen on the phone, like a lady called Karen, that's called you and isn't too happy, right? Yeah?
Yeah, she's a bit annoyed. She thinks that you're perpetuating the stereotype that is Karen. It's starting to affect her life a little bit.
Hey, we let anybody come on the show that has a point, so let's get her on. Karen, hey.
G'day, good morning.
How are you, Karen?
Good morning.
I got up in a bad mood, but I'm feeling a bit better.
That's good.
Now, the floor is yours, Karen. What would you like to tell us?
Okay. I've had enough of this Karen joke, okay?
Yep.
I'm doing my head in, and it's quite offensive. When people say to me, is your name really Karen? Mm. How do you think I feel?
Mm. I don't know,
I mean, it's kind of unfortunate.
Well, what's your name?
Well, it's kind of unfortunate, Karen. Like, the same thing happened to Delta. Like, Delta had to go through her dramas, you know, Delta Goodrum.
And then, then the show's got cancelled.
And then it becomes Karen. Everything's Karen. Karen joke on the Bunnings, Karen joke on the radio, Karen's just a joke.
Mm.
Now, do you see the funny side in it at all?
A little bit.
No. How about we change it to your name, Meg?
Well, I cop it all the time, actually. There is a meme going around with Family Guy,
like
shut up,
Karen
Meg.
Joke.
Oh, but the thing is, like anyone hears me and they go, what's your name? They go, Meg. Oh, shut up, Meg. I get it
when people yell out Karen to me, I keep walking and I won't turn around.
Why are people yelling out randomly your name?
Like, because that is my name.
Yeah, I know. I thought you meant like random people that you don't know calling you Karen for no reason.
No, when, like, if I'm at the servo, if they yell out my name at the takeaway and they yell out Karen, like, you come get your pizza, do you understand?
Yeah.
So did you...
Well, you put your head down and you don't go get it, do you?
Well, so, like, you're having a chat about this now.
Yeah,
you're a bit cranky. Did you want
to... Yeah, well, I'm not really. I used to be, but this has brought it back. So
did you want
to... I think it's a joke and you should give it up.
Did you want to, like, have a chat to our manager at all? Or?
No, I'm having a chat to you because you're the one who ranted over the radio all morning.
Well, to be fair, Karen, it's not all morning every day. Like,
just
it
find
might be
another name.
It's just once in a while.
What name would you... Well, from
I don't care, just not Karen.
Well, on behalf of all Karens who have been affected by the Karen joke, Karen, tell me, what would
that's
you... What
Karen Burke at Edgeworth.
What other name? What other name? What name would you like
to switch
to replace
it to
Karen with?
Beg your pardon?
What other name would you like us to transition to?
I really don't give a F. But something else, not Karen, okay?
But
that'll make my day sweet.
Are you not worried that that name then will suffer the same consequence?
Who cares? Like, as long as it's not Karen. Then my life will go back to being sweet, okay?
Karen, before we let you go...
I don't like being famous for being an angry bitch.
Do you listen to the show all the time?
Yes.
So you enjoy the show and you like listening...
Until I hear Karen this, Karen that, and now your name's Karen.
And like, you think of changing.
It's quite offensive.
Would you change radio stations if it continues? No.
Probably not.
I'll just put my CDs on and listen to the R&B on the CD.
Yeah, that's fair enough. As long as you come back to New FM.
Or maybe I can be an angry Karen and come in there and saw you.
Well, maybe.
Is that a are you threatening us, Karen? Are you threatening us, Karen?
No, I'm just saying that's the Karen on the Bunnings on the internet, so if you just want to keep it up.
Well, I think, Karen,
you're going to embody it.
Karen, are you auditioning to be a like a member of the show? Because I'm kind of into that.
Yeah, it's quite entertaining.
If you want to give me a job to get me off this job of my day life, mate,
but
looking after my autistic daughter and not having a wife, then sweet, I'll come in there and
We don't pay much. That's the thing, Karen.
Yeah,
you don't have to pay me. I do it for free, apparently.
Wow, there you go. Damn. Well, Karen, we'll keep what you've said in mind. Like, I'm open to not using the word Karen if it's really upsetting you that much.
Well, all my mates used to call me Kaz, but then Karen comes along and you can write Karen on the internet and it's just a joke.
So,
and it's just, you know, it does your head in.
Karen, just hold the line for a second because apparently we've got another Karen on the line that would like to speak to you. Hey, Karen, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Hey, good, thank you. You're on the line with Karen right now. What would you like to say to her?
Well, I know it's a bit offensive to some people, but Karens like her give Karen like me a bad name.
Karen, what do you say to that?
Call yourself Kazza.
Karen.
What? Yeah.
Karen, the other Karen's having a go at you, saying that you give Karens like her a bad name.
What her scene is, okay? Like, if she wants to be known as Karen the bitch all over the world, good on her. But I'm standing up for the Karens because it's offensive, okay?
No, embrace it.
Stick it up your ring hole, lady.
I don't think we can beat that.
Karen, how do you feel about Karen saying that to you? She's on hold now.
Well, I find that offensive, Karen.
I love it when Karens fight.
Karen v. Karen.
Embrace it. Just, you know, it's good.
It's a bit of fun, right?
Like I said, I call myself Kazza. I'm not Karen.
There
I'm
you go.
Kazza.
There you go, Kazza.
There's your workaround, Kazza.
Thanks for calling the show.
There's a first for everything, isn't there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you ever been told to stick it up your ring hole on the radio, Karen?
Kazza, sorry.
Sorry, Kazza. No.
Get it right.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
What a great day.
Well, that was everything and more. I hoped it would be.
Yep.
Wow. I love Karens now. Karens are cool.
Yeah.
I know, right? You hear a story like that, a situation like that, and you think, what a great day. What a day to be alive.
Yes, $1,000 up for grabs. You just got to work out what we've smashed with a hammer. This is what it sounds like. The clue is you might find this in Grandma's pantry. If you think you know, 13, 10, 09, we're going to do it next.
The Novos.
And a giant hammer.
Hit it.
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, what we have smashed could score you $1,000. Very easy. It sounds a little bit like this. And the clue is you might find this in Grandma's pantry. Good way to kick off the week with $1,000 in your bank account for sure.
Yeah, let's do it. Going to Sharon from Warners Bay, works in a high school, would spend cash on bills and her hair as she's not had it done in nearly 2 years.
What?
Sharon, what are you doing?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
Shaz, you need a well bloody good trip to the hairdressers.
Is your hair really long?
Yeah, down to right down my back. Yeah, curly.
So what would you get done with $1,000?
Oh, everything. I'd probably even have a facial. That'd be lovely.
Oh, beautiful. Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, living your best life.
All right, all of the incorrect guesses are at newfm.com.au. Sharon, what is the noise?
I think it's the butter curler.
Buttercola.
Well, we haven't had that one
before.
No,
we haven't.
It's not, though.
Oh damn.
Thanks,
sorry,
Shaz.
Sharon.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys heaps.
I love you.
Thank you.
Save up and get a haircut.
Yep. Yeah, very good. Hey, that is us done for another day, guys. Short week. Yes. Still feels good. The vibe hits differently when it's a short week.
Yeah,
I know. Monday morning.
2 days on. Day off. Happy. 2 days off.
Jackson's in. With 105 commercial free.
Yo.
Gail, and a song that I wish I could play the explicit version of. This is like angry pop. I like an angry pop star.
It's back.
Yeah, it's back.
Oh.
The Backstreet Boys, they weren't angry.
No.
Far from it.
Definitely not. Also, too, Katy Perry, she's not cancelling her Vegas.
I've been flogging this song a little bit lately, I've noticed.
It's because Katy Perry's back.
She is.
Not cancelling her Vegas shows.
No. Just does it.
You want to go to that concert in Vegas?
Maybe it's making me upset because I missed out on tickets.
Oh, you'll get some.
You know what I love about Katy Perry as well? Apart from the fact she's not cancelling Vegas, you don't cry in the shower to this song, do you?
No. You drink in the shower.
It's a good vibe. It's a good vibe.
What are you drinking in the shower, man?
Are you taking vodka in with you?
Oh, I love a gin and tonic in the shower.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I tried to have a shower beer the other day, and I found the whole thing very awkward and unnecessary.
No good.
No, it is good. It hits, like, if you have, like, a hot shower and a cold beer, oh, that's heaven, mate.
I actually got my best mate a caddy that you put in the shower to hold your beer.
That is brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant
I think
idea.
I might need to get one for myself, actually.
Send me the link.
Yeah.
I love it. Guys, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.